Jesus came as the second Adam. He started an entire new, different building altogether. A different civilization. Not reforming. Not healing up this sick world. But starting a new world altogether from start to finish, built on a new separate foundation. And he called his disciples out of this world. They didn't choose him. They were not volunteers. He said, you've not chosen me, but I have called you out of this world. And he taught them. Now then, Jesus came to reconcile those that are called out of this world. They're no longer part of the world, and they're reconciled to God by the blood of Christ. Now, the world thinks that you're saved by the blood of Christ. You read Romans 5, the fifth chapter of Romans. I was going to say verse 5, and I'm not quite sure of the verse. But read into the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, and you will see that we're not saved by Jesus' blood. We are reconciled to God by the death of Christ, not saved by the death of Christ. Death can't give you life, but we'll be saved by his life, his resurrection. We're not saved by his death, we're saved by his life. But his death reconciled us back to God, from whom we've been kidnapped. Now the world doesn't want to go back to God. And the world believes in a false Jesus. And most of the churches preach about Jesus. They preach about Christ. They don't preach about God the Father. You don't hear very much about God. That's why they say the law is done away. The law is honoring God. It is God who established the Sabbath. It is God who said you are stealing when you take his tithe that is holy to him. The things that are holy to God, they're not concerned about. They're only concerned selfishly about the things that seem right to them. And that's what the Protestant churches are teaching all the time. Well, now at the foundation of the world, God had a plan. And our whole annual holy days picture that plan to us. But in Hebrews 9:27, do I need to turn to that? I don't believe I do, because I've read it so many, many times. It'll only take a second, though. Let's turn to it. Hebrews 9:27. And as it was appointed unto men once to die, that's in the foundation of the world, but after that the judgment. Now the judgment will come by a resurrection. Now, next you go to 1 Corinthians 15, beginning with verse 22. For as in Adam all die. Adam died. He lived 930 years, and he died. His life ran out, and then finally they lived to be about 500 years old, And then they lived to be about 120 years old. And finally, in the days of David, King David, he was 70 years old and was old and stricken with years. And then he died when he had reached 70. And today, that's about the expectancy of life, 70 years. And God has blessed some of us with a little longer life than that. But as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all, the same all, be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits by a resurrection from the dead, the firstborn among many brethren, and afterward they are that are Christ that is coming will be resurrected out of their graves. Those that are alive and remain at that time will be changed in the moment and twinkling of an eye from mortal to immortal, and will rise to meet Christ in the air as he's coming back to reign in the new world that he came to start. Not this same world at all. but a new, entirely new and different building, a new world, a new civilization. Now, the present world started on a foundation, but God started another world on this foundation of Christ, but it is not he's not trying to save this world so that whosoever will in this world can just get saved and the whole world is going to be saved one by one. Instead, Jesus said in John 6:44, I've read this so many times. Jesus said, "No man can come to me." Now, there's only one door to God. The main thing is to get back to God the Father. And the Protestant churches and the Catholic Church ignore God the Father. The Catholic Church teach you to go to Mary, and the Protestant churches teach you to go to Jesus. But you see, the law came from God the Father, and Christ came to restore us to God the Father and reconcile us to God, and it's God who has eternal life to give. God is the Father from whom the potential family has been kidnapped. Jesus said, "No man can come to me," and he's the only door to get to God, "except the Father which sent me draws him." It's a case of getting to the Father, and the Father has to choose and call you and draw you, or you can't come to Christ. And that's why you can't talk your relatives into seeing the truth of God. If God hasn't called them, you can't do it. They're blinded. They can't see, and they think you're crazy. And who is there among you that hasn't been called crazy by relatives and other people when you've tried to tell them some of the truth? They can't see it. To them, you're just crazy if you believe what I'm preaching. So the church now is and is called a building. Notice in Ephesians, in the second chapter of Ephesians, I'd like to begin first at verse 1. "And you," said to the church at Ephesus, and they had been Gentiles originally, "you hath he quickened," or made alive, "and given the spirit of immortality, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world." You were part of this structure, this superstructure built on a false foundation. It is led by Satan. That has built a superstructure we call the world, and you were part of it. And you were deceived by Satan, according to the prince of the power of the air, who is Satan, the spirit that now works, now is working in the children of disobedience. And he was working in every one of us, brethren. But we've been called out, so he doesn't work in us any longer. We're no longer part of this building. This building's going to crash. This building is coming down. If you're in a big building and it's going to topple over in an earthquake, if you can get out and away from that building, maybe you can save your life. But you don't want to stay into it or you'll crash with it. This world is going to crash down. It's a building that is going to crash and crumble and be destroyed. And if you stay in it, you're going to be destroyed with it. Jesus said, "Come out of this world and be separate." He called us out of the world, and it is only those that are called. Now, I took a sermon one time to devote considerable time going through actually dozens of passages all through the New Testament showing that all of those who get into the church have been called, have been chosen by God. They are not volunteers, they're draftees. We have been conscripted. Well, now then, I wanted to go a little farther. Coming over next in Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning with verse 19. "Now therefore, you who were Gentiles are no more," he said to the church at Ephesus, "are no more strangers and foreigners, because the true church was Israel converted and receiving the Spirit of God, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now, house, household, that is a family. And it's a family living in a house, and that house is built on a faulty foundation. And we're to come out of it. But the new family is built on a new foundation, and it's a new house. It's the house of God. Now, in the Bible, we find the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah are so often called the house of Israel and the house of Judah. The word house is used to designate a nation in many, many places in the Bible. And you are built upon the foundation. Now notice the foundation here. And in the church, we're built on a new and a different foundation, not the foundation of Adam and Satan, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, the key, chief cornerstone. Just as I've been saying, we're built on a rock. We're built on a solid foundation, in whom all the building, you see, now we are a building. The church and the world to come, the civilization, is a building in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, a spiritual temple. And you, brethren, and I'd like to include myself with you, are that temple to which Christ is coming. Some people think the Jews are going to build a new temple for Christ. The Jews reject Christ. They're not going to build a temple for him to come to. But God is building that temple in you and me. And we individually each are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as a collective body, we are the temple of God in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. And we're built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ, the rock. Is the chief cornerstone, or the foundation on which we're built, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. It's a building in which God will dwell, a habitation of God, an entirely new and different building, entirely new civilization. Now, Jesus taught the knowledge about the kingdom of God, and so he taught us that this world is going to crash, and he is going to come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to start a new world. Now, Jesus had to meet Satan head on, and he conquered Satan, and he qualified to replace Satan on the throne of the earth. Satan is on the throne of the earth, and he has kidnapped the potential family of God, and it has been his world, and he is on the throne of the world over all the governments of the different nations of the world, and Satan is the king over all of them. And they are blinded, and they don't know it. And he has blinded them so they don't see the truth, as you read in 2 Corinthians, let me see, I think it's 4 and verse 3. Now, in Matthew 24, they asked Jesus about the end of the world. This world is going to come down and crash. This building is going to crumble and be destroyed. And he said that this same gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached would be proclaimed in all the world, and it was not for 1900 years. And God has raised me up to proclaim that worldwide, and it has gone worldwide. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached for a witness unto all nations, not in all nations, but for a witness to them. And then shall the end come, the end of this world, the collapse of the world. It'll be ended. It'll be over. And in verse 21 and 22, you find the final crash, be the great tribulation, and all humanity would be destroyed. There wouldn't be a man, woman, child left alive from the nuclear war, except that God will, for the church's sake, the elect's sake, that he is elected, shorten those days before everybody is made extinct. For our sake, the whole world will be Not all of the world will be saved, but enough at least to start a new world. And we will be ruling over them. Now then, finally, in Revelation, third chapter, and the 21st verse, Jesus said to him that overcometh, that's in the church, will I grant to sit with me on my throne, that's in the new earth, after this earth has crumbled and fallen and crashed, and he's come to start the new world, the new building, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father on his throne, that was in heaven. And then in the second chapter, in verses 26 and 27 of Revelation, he that overcometh, and we have to overcome and we have to endure to the end. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. We're finally, after the world has crashed and Satan has gone, now we're going to start a new government, a new world. And we are, say, the first floor or two of the next high-rise building, built on the original foundation of Jesus Christ and the apostles and prophets. Now we're going to build the rest of the superstructure. And as Christ taught the apostles and they began to teach others, and I've been teaching you people, and you are being taught so you can teach others at this time, when you're going to have power over the rest of the world, and you're going to rule them, you're going to judge them, and you're going to teach them the truth. And then they will be able to repent and come and receive the Spirit of God and take the tree of life, which Adam rejected, the first Adam, which the second Adam did take, and which we will all be taking at that time. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Now, other scriptures saying we're going to judge the world. We're even going to judge angels. But this world, God is not going to save. He's going to save a lot of people out of it. Now, those in the world that are not called now, I read you the scriptures of how all who are not still alive have all died, and many more are going to die before Christ comes. In fact, I would say that more than two-thirds of all of the people on the face of this earth, I would say that probably close to 3 billion people on the earth are going to die or be killed between now and the second coming of Christ, and that's in our lifetime. Terrible things are going to happen, and the world now is frightened. And the world's leaders are frightened and perplexed, and they don't understand, and they don't have any solutions. They don't know what to do. Brethren, God is using us as the solution. We're going to not save this world. We're going to build a new world. And those that are left alive, they will have been called out of this world, because this world will have crashed and be dead. And we'll be starting a new world, and they will then, there won't be any devil around to deceive them. And then for 1,000 years, which we celebrate at the Feast of Tabernacles every year, we're going to be saving the rest of the world and judging them and ruling over them in God's world, living God's way, according to God's law and through the Spirit of God. And they will be given the Spirit of God, and then they will be given eternal and immortal life. That is, all who are willing. But they will have to repent. They will have to make the decision, every one of them. But there won't be any Satan around to deceive them and mislead them. They won't be deceived. If they make a wrong decision, their blood will be on their own head. They won't be deceived. Today, most people are deceived. And God knows that. And he puts the blame where it belongs, on Satan the devil. That is the primary blame. Then after the millennium, there'll be the great white throne judgment, and everybody who ever lived is going to come back to life. And those converted during the millennium, plus us, will all be in the family of God in this new building, this new structure. And the old structure will have crumbled and been long forgotten. And then, every one of them is going to be just like Adam was in the beginning. Yes, like Adam was in the beginning. They're going to face the two trees, so to speak, but there won't be any devil there to deceive them. And we'll be there to teach them. And every influence around them is going to be a godly influence to lead them God's way. You know, personally, I believe the overwhelming majority are going to respond and be saved when they're no longer deceived. But not all. Otherwise, the Bible wouldn't say that there are going to be those who will become ashes under the soles of our feet. It's not a universal salvation. No one can be saved except he makes the decision himself. And it's not only making a decision, it's acting on that decision. Sin is the transgression of the law, not just the temptation and the desire. It is acting on that temptation. It's when the desire comes and you meditate on it and you think and finally you give in and say, well, I'll go ahead and do it. The doing is the sin. And people are going to have to make their own decision. They're going to have to be doers as well as hearers. But finally, it'll be God's building built on a sound foundation. But this world, this building, is on its last legs. We talk about the end of the world. It's drawing near. Be sure that you're not caught in the destruction when the building crumbles, that you don't fall down with it. Come out of it before that time. Because we're going to have protection. You heard of the protection that we have in the sermonette. Come under that protection, and we have nothing to worry about. But all hope and glory lies ahead for all of us.